This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And apparently, climate worship is nothing more than rebranded paganism, according to the Federalist. And this is largely about that Greta girl, Thornburg or something like that.
Thunberg.
Thunberg.
How dare you?
Doomberry.
And do they mean that the whole culture around climate change, what do they mean by climate worship, I guess?
I think it's been rebranded paganism, which is basically anything anti-Christian, anti-Judea, anti-Islam, because a lot of people have considered the trend to be kind of culty, kind of religious. There are rules. You have Thunberg, who is like she's like Joan of Arc. I mean, she's almost worshipped.
Isn't it part of the Christian doctrine that they're supposed to be stewards of the planet, though? So wouldn't guardianship of the planet be Christian?
I'm not sure where that is. I thought
Christian doctrine was like the animals were like put here for you to use them.
Yeah, I think that we are the master.
Well, the two aren't necessarily mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know any verse that says that we need to save the planet. I think it's good. It's a good idea. You don't want to, for example, build your house on the sand.
Yeah, according to Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, God tasked humans with the responsibility of taking care of Earth.
Well, there you go.
So, rather than being paganism, it's rebranded Christianity.
Is that what it's really all about? I mean, some people believe it. The Thunbergs of the world believe that is what we're here for, but she's just a useful idiot. She's being used. She's being used by the people who, you know, the puppet masters who want to control everything and all the sheep.
I'm hesitant about the term useful idiot because so many people said that about us. You voted for Tulsi Gabbard today.
Sure.
There are plenty of Democrats who would accuse you of being a useful idiot.
Well, I waste my vote every election, actually.
But you knew what you did. If you go out and you truly believe the candidate you're voting for is going to save you, you're a useful idiot.
Yeah.
If you're going out there and you're voting out of...
Actually, I realized today that there's one candidate that has broken my chain of... I've been voting since I was 18 in every local election. I've gone out almost every single time to vote in every local election.
That is way more effort into the political system than I would want to put in.
Well, it's just unfortunate that that's just what I've done. especially when I'm about to tell you, what I'm about to follow up with is that I've had a basic curse, which is that I've never had a political candidate that I've ever voted for ever win.
Really?
Until recently, and that is that I voted for the current mayor of Keene.
And he got in.
Yeah.
By a very slim...
Yeah, I voted for Hansel. So
Hansel.
Hansel and Gretel. Yeah, no.
So your curse is broken.
Yeah, I guess so.
Or it just never
maybe
was a curse.
Tulsi's going to win tonight. I don't know. Or maybe it'll just kick right back in. No, I don't
know. I'm seeing all kinds of people talking about Klobuchar.
Which is ridiculous.
I know.
And Google.
Hold on. Talking about
Google's
what?
Doing some election manipulation because they've said since around, like, I don't know, 11 this morning, that because I guess maybe one district in the North Country started reporting in New Hampshire, so they've been saying that Klobuchar is winning the election at like 30%, which is 15% ahead of Bernie, all day. Yeah. They've been giving the Klobuchar boost.
Who is Klobuchar?
Amy Klobuchar is one of the presidential candidates for
the
Democratic
Party. Why is this the first time I've ever heard of her?
I don't know. Her signs are all over Keene. They're green.
The Bernie Sanders signs are all over Keene. And I swear to God, if I find the activist who has littered my front porch with these things that I have to now throw away, I'm going to shoot him.
Have a fire. That's illegal.
Yeah,
well, I guess I don't know how much road you own. You know, we don't really own a whole bunch of road in front of my house. Like, I don't have, like, 8 foot of my front yard is not even mine. And so, but I have to mow the grass, and I have to shovel the snow in the whole night. That's kind of aggravating.
Wait, you have to take care of the median? Or
there was one tree that was coming down, and they actually brought their guys out to cut it down.
But I think the part that I'm dealing with would be considered my property.
Well, maybe you should shape the snow into the shape of a tree.
That'll work.
I'm going to take it away anyway.
Yeah, Klobuchar is an unheard of.
Yeah.
I don't really follow anything she's ever said or done. And
they're accusing Tulsi Gabbard of being a Russian asset while they're voting for someone with the last name of Klobuchar.
And that was just Hillary, by the way, her campaign. And I'm just waiting.
Well, that's the DNC establishment, though.
I just wonder when Hillary's going to swoop in.
Yeah.
I think it's too late now.
Yeah, it's got to be too late.
I don't think so. For the primaries, yeah.
I mean,
look at the ungodly amount of money that Bloomberg is spending, and he's not getting results.
Or the Steiner guy. Who was his name? Steinfer?
Steyer,
yeah. I got so many damn placards from him in my mail.
I've had one of those in my eye before. A Steyer.
Yeah, all of these guys are unheard of. They're all crazy. And the only guy that really has a real big following, I think, is Bernie.
Oh, yeah. Sanders, for sure. Everyone I know.
And his establishment.
The top 1% of the 1% of the candidates.
And his people. The DNC can't stand him.
They hate him.
They want Buttigieg. They want the CIA guy.
Now, why are people saying he's a CIA guy? Because I saw this going around.
He worked with him years ago. He was in Iraq or Afghanistan or somewhere.
Oh, he actually legitimately worked for the CIA?
I'm not sure to what capacity. Johnson, are you familiar? You know Buttigieg more than I do.
Is that what you get, like, when you're in wood carving, you're like, you get, like, a double curve, the Buttigieg? Is that what that is?
Is a special jig for cutting special wood shapes?
Cutting a double curve or something? I mean, the Buttigieg. I don't know anything about him. You know,
all I know is he looks like a little rat, Alfred E. Newman.
Yeah, I just know, like, you know, you look at the issues or whatever, that I just like, he's one of the guys I don't agree with. I mean, like, I don't really agree with any of them, but, like, at least with Tulsi, I'm like, anti-war, okay.
Yeah, is there
I guess
anything,
I'll go for the anti-war candidate.
Like, standout or special about Pete? Like, Bernie, he's a socialist, and he does the whole free healthcare, free college thing.
I think Pete is just, he is a populist.
He just says
whatever Democrats say. He doesn't really ever go over the line in any capacity.
He's gay.
Yeah, he's gay. He's got
so he's like a gay Joe Biden.
Without the creepiness, and he's a hell of a lot younger, and he still remembers his name and stuff, and the people around him. And he would never put the No Malarkey tour on the side of his bus.
About Pete is, does he have the leg hairs that turn blonde in the sun?
That the kids like to stroke.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the real question.
I doubt it. He's got pretty dark hair, I think.
No, I'm thinking that all of these guys are just, no one really can get behind any of these. Whenever Klobuchar is more popular than all of the other candidates that have been shoved down our throat for the last year, and now Klobuchar is getting all this, you know, it makes me think that they don't have, none of them have a clue. And that the great Hillary is going to swoop in to save the day. You watch. She's got a whole year.
See, I think it's too early. I think Sanders is ultimately going to win New Hampshire.
Yeah, I think the only way that Hillary is going to swoop in is if the DNC did something. I don't know. Like, is there some sort of massively illegal thing that they can do?
I mean, she would swoop in just to spite Sanders.
Yeah.
She hates him that much.
Yeah, but I don't know how she could swoop in. I mean, I don't even know if under their own rules they can suddenly shift all the delegates to Hillary. Like, I don't think it works that way.
It's a private group. They can do whatever the hell they want. They did it in 2016.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, the way it works, I believe, is that in the first round, they are required to vote for the candidate that they were sent there to vote for, regardless of whether or not that candidate's even still in the running.
I mean, let me tell you, there's already
but
videos.
But on the second round or the third round, they could, in fact, vote for Hillary.
Possibly. There's already videos, though, of the Bernie Sanders primary, like one of his main organizers, talking about if Trump wins the election, that there's going to be fires in the streets and riots and all these crazy things, you know, by these Bernie supporters. So if Hillary were to do that to Bernie, Bernie has a lot of support.
He does.
I can imagine there would be some violence.
855-450-3733. Do you think any of these lunatics are qualified?
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE .com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE .com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted, with the private keys controlling those chats deleted 7 days after the completion of the trade. So finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, local.bitcoin.com. Now, before we get back into this article about the new paganism, let's go to the phones. We've got Liberty Phoenix calling via Discord at discord.freetalklive.com. Liberty Phoenix, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, folks. Aria, I know that you've mentioned a couple times that you were a Satanist. I just was curious, are you still practicing?
It depends on what you mean by practicing. Because in Satanism, there isn't actually, like, a deity to pray to.
Well, I ask mainly because I started finally delving into Mark Passio's work. And he used to, he claims to have been a priest in the Church of Satan, the Levian flavor. And basically, like, the way he describes it, he got away from the church because of the influences and the way that they try to make it to where they get all the power and they push sophistry and solipsism on the rest of the masses, and solipsism and sophistry being, you know, poor logic and reason, and
right,
the concept that you're the one and, like, there's no other greater power. Is that in the same vein as what you would ascribe, as how you would describe Satanism, or?
I'm not a fan of the Satanic Church. In fact, that's why I formed the Reformed Satanic Church, because I disagree with them on a number of things. What the Satanic Church has essentially done is it's made themselves into God. And, you know, most people do that as well, but they've gone a little bit more deceitful about it. And they take what I would call the democratic approach, where they believe that humanity, this false concept they call society, the greater good or whatever, is ultimately God, and they submit themselves to that.
Okay, so
which is counter to everything that Timothy LaVey ever said. I said Timothy, I meant Anton.
McVeigh. Well, I don't know if McVeigh was a Satanist. He probably
I don't know if he was either.
All right, I was just curious.
Okay, cool.
Because the way Passio describes it is just, it just struck me, and I was thinking the other day, like, isn't Aria a Satanist? I wonder. So,
Thank you so much for the question. Yeah, there's a lot wrong with the modern Satanism. It's essentially rebranded humanism that praises and worships the state, because they're so dedicated to the social issues that the Reformed Satanic Church agrees with them about, you know, pro-LGBT rights, pro-individual rights, all that kind of stuff. And they've become convinced that the best way to propagate those ideas is to ally themselves with the state, which is just a different religion.
That's the best way to get your ideas and whatnot and opinions forced down the throats of the people around you is to lobby the government.
Yeah.
And get it legitimized, get a law made.
And the Reformed Satanic Church's position is that good cannot result from evil means.
Well, and that's the biggest problem right there, is convincing people that the usage of government to force people to do things the way that you want to do them is, in fact, pretty evil.
Yeah. And I've met plenty of people who have no issues with it whatsoever. They're like, yeah, I would gladly.
Yeah, I would never do that myself.
Yeah.
Oh, but this entity over here that exists has all the power, and all I got to do is go find the lawmaker and get him to sign a law? Is it that easy? All right, well, shit, sign me up.
And a lot of these people are voting for Bernie Sanders today, you know, because they do have this mentality that, yes, they don't object to having guns put against people's heads to pay for their college or their health care or whatever. They have no moral issue with that whatsoever.
Well, they have grown to feel entitled to these services that they, and you know, the more people come out of the woodwork and describe these services as rights. What else are you going to do? Especially if you're a young kid, you're in debt, you've got a degree that won't get you a job, or you just don't want to get off your lazy butt and go get one because mommy and daddy, you know, got a house and a basement that you can live in. You're told by society, especially if you are of a certain color and a certain gender, that you are the problem. You are, the oppressor. And I mean, why leave the house? Why work for yourself? Why take responsibility if all this is being, if basically your life sucks? It's just that simple. We all suck. Ah, Bernie Sanders will save us.
And you know, that's an interesting problem, especially for all of these folks. He's a rich old daddy promising to take care of people if they will submit to him.
That's the way.
And
that's the way it works.
That doesn't seem odd to them. No. To me, it seems odd.
Well, like I said, I think it really comes down to personal responsibility.
Well,
if you don't have that in your core, in your DNA from the get-go, you know, none of this is going to make sense to you.
I mean,
you're always going to be looking for a scapegoat. You're always going to be wanting to be a victim because victims get all of the special handouts. Otherwise, you are an oppressor and you're the problem.
I mean, it is like what Bernie wrote in the 70s about what these women fantasize about.
He had some strange ideas about the.
He's got some strange ideas now. So what did he say?
He wrote this thing about how women all kind of fantasize about being
raped
by multiple men.
Bernie Sanders wrote this.
Yes. Yeah.
Can we find this article?
We've covered it on air before, but
well, the three of us have not.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean.
I feel like there's a dynamic there worth getting into.
I will find it and send it on over to you. But yeah, it's unique.
He was having a couple of hours off at the commune in Vermont.
He took
Vermont
too much Ambien that day.
Everyone was out there working, tilling the ground and taking care of the chickens, and he was with his feet up and he's thinking about these things. Yeah, how the commune sisters would how they really felt about their sexuality.
Yeah, and how. They fantasize. He apparently knows what women want. It's like that Mel Gibson movie, but, you know, with Bernie.
Wait, which Mel Gibson movie is this?
What Women Want.
Is that the one with the... Well, I know. The Bond Girl.
What?
Is this where he learned? He can hear him thinking or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the one with the beaver. The puppet. You don't know that one?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think it's the same blonde girl. Jodie Foster, except he, like, has a... mannequin, a beaver on his hand, and he talks to himself? Yes.
All right, I have no idea.
I'll look it up because you have to watch it. Because you have to watch All Things Mel to understand the way the world clicks.
I guess. Well, when we get back, we are going to talk about this climate worship and how it's nothing more than rebranded paganism. And that, you know, Christian and Judeo-Christian values are responsible for the ecological disaster and climate change. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is calling the original Justice Department sentencing recommendation for Roger Stone ridiculous. Speaking with reporters at the White House, the president says he did not ask the DOJ to change Stone's sentence, but says he has the authority to do so.
These are the same Mueller people that put everybody through hell. I think it's a disgrace. No, I have not been involved with it at all.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is moving on to South Carolina before the polls close in New Hampshire. The Democratic presidential candidate says he spent most of today campaigning in the Granite State and isn't concerned about the message him leaving early sends to voters.
Not at all. Not at all. Look, I've got a lot of friends here in New Hampshire, and this is going to, we got to win this state in the general election, and I think we're going to be able to do that.
Polls close at 8 o'clock Eastern Time in New Hampshire. This is USA Radio News.
Finestone has recently discovered a hoard of beautiful, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. Without question, the Morgan Silver Dollar is the most collected coin in the United States rare coin market today. The 1918 Pittman Act authorized the melting of over 350 million Morgan Silver Dollars. We're very excited about this hoard because of their high state of preservation and such a great selection of dates. You now have the opportunity to build as much as 50 different dates and or mint marks at a price that you can find hard to believe and much less than many dealers charge if they could build the sets at all.
Now you can purchase 20 certified brilliant uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars from Finest Known and receive this 21st coin for only $1. Call today and receive this Morgan Dollar Book for free.
Take advantage of this introductory offer and give us a call today at Finest Known. Once you hold one of these beautiful uncirculated sets of Morgan Dollars in your hands, history just comes alive. Call Finest Known today and reserve your historic set.
Call Finest Known now at 1-800-998-9042. That's 1-800-998-9042 or on the web at finestknown.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
So the next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat. Right in the mobile app and withdraw it directly to your bank account. But there's no need to wait, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes that allows anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be available in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org. That's D-I-V-I project. .org. Now, there's an awesome There's an awesome thing here that we have to get into. But before we do that, let's go to the phones. We got Ralph calling from Maine. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I have two things I just wanted to mention briefly. you know, we talk a lot about the coronavirus in China. Well, and they allude to the similarity of, like, the Spanish flu in 1918. But what a lot of people don't realize is that Spanish flu, so-called Spanish flu, was that the first cases were on a military base in Fort Raleigh, Kansas, where the Rockefeller Institute for Medical Research in New York developed this experimental bacterial pneumonia meningitis vaccine, and they used it on these soldiers, and all of a sudden they came down with this, and then it just went everywhere. You know,
now, so wasn't the Spanish flu the thing that sort of drowned you internally? It filled your lungs with fluid until you drowned?
It's pretty much exactly how the coronavirus works.
I thought the coronavirus was like herpes in the lungs.
That could have been a bioterror attack right there. And then I just found out that you ever heard of Dean Koontz? He's written a lot of books. K-O-O-N-T-Z.
Did he already write about this?
Well, huh?
Did he already write a scenario where an epidemic is released?
Well, he wrote in 1981, The Eyes of Darkness, and in it he had, the story was about a virus, and you know what it was called? It was called the Wuhan 400 virus in 1981. Unbelievable. And by the way...
How many books has Koontz written by now? It's got to be in the low hundreds, right?
A lot.
I mean, eventually one of those plots is going to resemble something happening in the real world.
Especially if you do your research as an author and look for places where there are biological weapons laboratories around the planet, like there are in Wuhan.
Yeah, but what about in 1981, though?
I probably was still there.
Well, they were still doing something with viruses in Wuhan then. So, I mean, I'm sure that's where, you know, he got his idea from. But boy, what a coincidence. And you know, that they're coming out now and saying that coronavirus is transmitted by air, you know, in the air. So I heard somebody joking saying, wow, you got to be careful, even if somebody farts.
Yeah, and that's true of every flu, isn't it? I mean, strictly speaking.
I don't know how many people are farting in your face when, you know, you're catching the flu, but, you know.
Yeah, but out of all the flus he could have come up with, he actually referred to it as the coronavirus, the Wuhan 400 coronavirus. So that's very interesting. 1981.
Huh.
Well, the Simpsons allegedly
referred to it as the Wuhan virus. Did he refer to it as the Wuhan coronavirus or just the Wuhan virus?
Because the Wuhan 400 coronavirus.
Oh, you just searched this.
Yeah.
Well, it goes back to, Ralph, thank you so much for the call. Interesting discussion.
And it was developed in military labs.
I mean, it ultimately comes down to just being a creator of fiction. If you create enough of it, eventually something is going to resemble something that happens in the real world.
I mean, look at how many similarities there are with this rap group. Sounds like Wuhan Clan, Wu-Tang Clan. I mean...
That's a stretch.
Yeah.
But they do some Oriental stuff.
It ain't nothing to
They got that whole Asian beat going.
Well, let's keep going. Exactly. We've got Will calling from Florida. Will, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hello. JesusNeverExisted.com.
Okay.
The fact that Jesus was existing and grew up in Nazareth and all that is the biggest mass deception in world history. This is nonsense. The nativity story is a concatenation of nonsense. The Nazareth didn't even exist in the first century. It wasn't until the second century that village was established.
So take it then that you're not a Catholic.
No. To be a Christian is to believe in nonsense. Like,
I agree entirely.
What?
I agree entirely.
Yeah, I heard one of you guys saying something about a church. I don't know, maybe in Keene in New Hampshire, you go to whatever church you believe in.
Well, it's a satanic church that we were talking about.
We happen to be referring to a satanic church,
not a Christian one.
Well, if the Bible were true, there wouldn't be so much corruption in the courts.
Wait, how does that work?
They take the oath. You know, you go in, you put your hand on the Bible, and you swear an oath to something that's only made up. The Bible is just a fable.
I would tend to agree that a lot of these self-proclaimed Christians should be a lot more concerned about their supposed eternal souls than they seem to be.
Ironically, I'm actually one of the first people who got on YouTube to take the blasphemy challenge, which was put out by film director Brian Fleming, who directed the film The God Who Wasn't There.
What was the blasphemy challenge?
The blasphemy challenge was basically getting on and saying that, you know, you deny the existence of the Holy Spirit. You deny the existence of God. You
know, sounds fun.
Just doing it publicly.
Right.
And anyone who was willing to come out and do that publicly on YouTube at that time would get a free copy of the movie.
And
I did.
And you weren't struck by lightning.
No, nothing happened.
You're still here.
Amazingly.
Still here. And by the way, the biggest deception in human history, the idea that communism works. works as in benefits human society.
Government and religion have been around for a very long time, working their
deceptive magic. Nasty little fingers and getting it in everything.
Mystics of the mind and mystics of the muscle.
Yeah.
Will, thank you so much for the call. I don't think it was communism that was the biggest deception. I think it was definitely Christianity or just organized religion in general.
Well, I agree with Johnson. I think that they're both very powerful in their how they control humanity,
yeah.
and they can both lead you down, you know, down the sinkhole if you're not careful.
So this article written by Bernie Sanders in the 70s, I need to hear this directly from Bernie Sanders' mouth.
Yes, we've got him on the line.
Oh my God,
he's here in New Hampshire. We're not really sure. We have a cell.
Can we discuss this? The act of self-pleasuring in on the air.
I guess if it's not one of the words.
I mean, if it's coming.
We can't, like.
It's not in detail. It's you
can
know.
You, can
in
you paraphrase?
I mean, he mentions it.
Yeah, right. He mentions it.
Bernie, be careful. We're on the radio. This isn't a private call.
Okay.
You're going out over the airwaves, so be very careful.
You know what I like about this little zine article here from 1972, and I haven't heard this mentioned on any of the shows that I've heard that have covered this historically, is that there appears to be some sort of like pen-drawn artwork. First of all, Bernie's name is written in this like crazy font where there's like little serifs coming off of the S's in his names. Like it looks like some sort of a comic-y kind of font. The serifs are all kind of crazy and like pen drawn to look all edgy.
This is his
especially
signature.
In the 70s, you know.
And it's Bernard.
Yeah, Sanders. Bernard Sanders. So it's meant to look a little edgy. And then there's this drawing with these like bones littered everywhere above it. I don't know what that is. I'd love to see the rest of the page. I would love to like see what is that crazy drawing artwork that is like these pen drawn bones above this story about rape.
Yeah, when we get back, Bernie himself is gonna let you know exactly what he thinks about rape. This
Trigger
is Free
warning.
Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And we have an article here by Bernie Sanders from the 1970s where he showcases, I don't even know how to describe it, just general piggishness.
Yeah, it's a... Man, the article title is Man and Woman. It's actually Man-and.
I saw that. That's very strange.
Man and. I don't know. A man goes home and masturbates. His typical fantasy, a woman on her knees, a woman tied up. A woman abused.
Time out. I just learned way more about Bernie Sanders' sexual fantasies than I ever wanted to know. I like how he just assumes that this thing that he seems to be into is something that all men
are into. Well, he also makes assumptions for women.
He's like, wait, you mean it's not normal to want to rape women?
Right.
What do you mean?
Apparently, a woman enjoys intercourse with her man as she fantasizes... is being raped by three men simultaneously. The man and woman get dressed up on Sunday, and they go to church. Or maybe to their revolutionary political meeting. Have you ever looked at the stag, man, hero, tough magazines on the shelf of your local bookstores? Do you ever know why the newspapers with the articles like Girl 12 Raped by 14 Men sell so well?
Jesus Christ.
To what in us are they appealing? Women, for their own preservatives, are trying to pull themselves together, and it's necessary for all of humanity that they do so. Slavishness on one hand breeds piggishness on the other hand.
This from a guy who, like, literally just described his rape fantasies,
yeah,
by the way.
Piggishness on one hand breeds slavishness on the other. Men and women both are losers.
Are you losers?
Women adapt themselves to fill the needs of men, and men adapt themselves to fulfill the needs of women. In the beginning...
What about gay people?
There was strong men...
He is homophobic here.
In the beginning, there were strong men who killed the animals and brought home the food, and the dependent women who cooked it. No more. Only the roles remain, waiting to be shaken off. There are no human oppressors. Oppressors have lost their humanity. On one hand, slavishness. On the other hand, piggishness. Six of one, half a dozen of the other. Who wins?
I'm not sure I get... any of his point there. Yeah. I mean, he seems to be a little bit all over the place.
Well, you know, he was in his, what, 20s? Many women...
So presumably on LSD.
Maybe. Many women seem to be walking a tightrope now. Their qualities of love, openness, and gentleness were too deeply enmeshed with qualities of dependency, subservience, and masochism. How do you love without being dependent? How do you be gentle without being subservient? How do you maintain a relationship without giving up your identity and without getting strung out? How do you reach out and give your heart to your lover, but maintain the soul, which is you, and men?
I mean, those are fair questions, not necessarily ridiculous, absurd ones, like, why do articles about 12-year-olds getting raped by 14 men appeal to us? That's a ridiculous question, but those were actually...
Well, he goes on, again, maybe he's talking about himself, and men. Men are in pain, too. They are thinking... wondering, what is it they want from a woman? Are they at fault? Are they perpetrating this man-woman situation? Are they oppressors? The man is bitter. You lied to me, he said. She did. You said that you loved me, that you wanted me, that you needed me. Those are your words. They are.
Oh, so he wrote this like right after a breakup.
Yeah, maybe. But in reality, he said, if you ever loved me or wanted me or needed me, all of which I'm not certain was ever true. He writes like he speaks. There are like parentheses and asterisks and like little dashes and stuff like that that just make it clear. It's easy to read as Bernie. You also hated me. You hated me, just as you hated every man in your entire life. But you didn't have the guts to tell me that. You hated me before you ever saw me. Even though I was not your father, or your teacher, or your sex friend when you were 13 years old, or your husband.
This is shockingly specific. What ex-girlfriend is he talking about?
I don't know. You hated me not because of who I am or what I did to you, but because I am a man. You did not deal with me like I was a person, as me. You lived a lie with me, used me, and played games with me. And that's a piggy thing to do. And she said you wanted me not as a woman, or a lover, or a friend, but as a submissive woman, or a submissive friend, or a submissive lover. And right now, where my hand is, or my head is, right now where my head is, I balk at even the slightest suspicion of that kind of demand. And he said, you're full of blank. And they never again made love together, which they had liked to do more than anything, or never ever saw each other one more time.
This is a breakup. He's on his commune. He's got all kinds of work to do, but he doesn't want to do any of it. He's got his feet up, and he's just rattling off.
Now, did he live on a commune in the 70s?
He did all bunch of stuff. He was all over the place. Yes, he was. Well, in the 60s, he was in the commune belt of Vermont, so it's quite possible that he was definitely on one of them.
What I like is one of the first paragraphs, he's like, the men and women get dressed up on Sunday to go to church, or maybe to their revolutionary political meeting.
There you go. You see the
they come visit me.
There it is. It's
the revolutionary.
It's back to the church and or government argument.
Right. Yeah.
It's one or the other for most people. It's to have faith in something.
Yeah.
The whole thing is a fascinating insight into Bernie Sanders' psychology because I can't help but think that this is legitimately a breakup letter or an essay he wrote in response to a breakup, rather.
Right. I'm still perplexed by the dash. Man and woman. Man and...
I'm perplexed by a lot of it.
Yeah.
Like how he... In the modern leftist vernacular, I get how they would, you know, attribute this to being misogynistic. He just takes the man's word at everything he says, and then when the woman voices similar complaints, he's like, oh, no, you're full of it.
Well, Cenk Uygur from Young Turks, he was the same way in his youth. And he's there.
What do you mean the same way?
The same kinds of arguments. Women are weak, and they need to know their place, and men are here just to, you know, to control them and whatnot. And cancel culture is going after him as we speak. And he's
well,
a Bernie,
he
and he's a Bernie supporter.
Right.
So it only makes sense to me. In fact, a lot of these.
I mean, Bernie did mention three men.
So. A lot of these feminists, male feminists, it almost always turns out that they've got. This guy's got serious issues and when it comes to the women in their lives and what they're really about. And are they, in fact, predators going after women the only way they know how to, which is to make friends with them and to go to political parties with them?
I mean, isn't male feminism just sort of patronizing white knightism anyway?
It's white knightism, yes, for sure. And so why?
So could you be a male feminist without being condescending toward women? Is that even possible?
I don't think so. I think men should be men. I think women like that.
I mean, I think it depends on the definition of feminism, and I think most people, when they talk about feminism, first of all, feminism is a completely unnecessary word if you're a humanist, right? But
or an individualist.
Yeah, or an individualist. So really what feminism becomes, right, is then women who want more rights or to... somehow believe in that women deserve some sort of window of time in which they're the rulers and all powerful, and that's somehow going to be equality. It's sort of like the idea of reparations, right? Like,
if feminism was just about equality, they won years ago. This has been settled years ago. So now what's it all about? Now it's about more power.
Yeah.
And it's not. It's hurting all of our. It's hurting the whole culture.
Yeah, I watched Red Pill finally on. It's freely available on YouTube and. Wow. Yeah, that's
you'll have
that's
to tell us about
movie.
That here in just a moment. 855-450-3733.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you wish you could do whatever you wanted in your dating and relationship life, even if you're married? Do you wish you made more money on less hours? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.